Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First off, I want to thank our January patron, Will. Thank you so much for upgrading your Patreon pledge. If you want to get a shout-out just like Will did, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin and become a new patron or upgrade your pledge like Will did. And you may be, you're probably not wondering. I think I've mentioned it a few times, but I'll mention it one more time. Just as a reminder, we are moving to a every other week schedule for the Patreon Mini. This will allow us to kind of look a little bit further ahead and also kind of allow for change of plans because things change. And I felt like week to week, things can change right before we record. As we're getting ready to record, we can kind of change our mind on what content we're going to cover. So I think being every other week allows us to be a little more, let's talk about like all the stuff on the horizon, all the fun stuff that we might be talking about, and get an opportunity to talk about other stuff we might not touch on the show, like the scheduling of the Patreon Mini. I kid. But let's get into the meat of the Mini here. For the Gamers In, we're going to talk about what we did video game-wise over the holidays. Oh, and by the way, we meant to come back the first week of January, but Jocelyn's sick, not feeling very well, and honestly, the holidays are still going for me. I'm back to work this week, and so it's been a bit busy, so we kind of pushed everything a week. We always underestimate how the holidays will impact our recording schedule, so I think this is a common trend for us to say, oh, we'll be off 1 week, and we end up taking two. So it's always a good time to relax, recharge, and get ready to start another year of podcasting. We'll talk about what we were up to over the holidays. We'll chat about, what big games are coming out in 2023. We always do a preview of what's to come and what we're most excited about. And if you have some of your favorite games that you're looking forward to, certainly let us know in the comments on Patreon, in Discord, and we'll be sure to include them in our episode. So definitely let us know what you're looking forward to in 2023 for video games. As a little bit of a preview for me in terms of what I've been up to, playing Mario plus Rabbids, still playing Marvel Midnight Suns. It's kind of really sunk its teeth into me in the sense of I don't think I'm going to be able to stop playing it until I finish it. And the problem there is that I keep doing general missions instead of story missions. You know, the game will lock you out of story missions if you have a required character doing something or basically just occupied elsewhere in the game. And that is, that's fine. I'll just do a general mission. The combat's really fun. And before you know it, you're five missions into the general and you haven't done a story mission in a while. So that's been what I've been up to, but I do plan on finishing that one this month. I picked up a few games for the Steam Deck, a couple smaller ones, some DLC for Dark Deity, Cult of the Lamb, and Soulstone Survivors. I'm not very far in any of them. I think I've only booted up one of them. And I picked up a new VR experience. I picked up Iron Man VR. Played a little bit of that. It launched on the Quest just recently, so I picked that one up on sale too. And all those games will likely see the light of day on the Gamers Inn at some point in the near future. And, of course, we'll talk about January games. There's a big one there that I'm looking forward to coming out in just a couple weeks. So we'll get to that at the end of the Mini. Looking at Extra Life, I want to thank everybody for their support in 2022. We had a really great campaign. I don't have many details on 2023 just yet, but I do hope to bump up our normal launch to the spring instead of the late summer, just because I know we've had some teammates that want to start a little earlier, and I think it'll do us well to kind of like spread all the streaming fun around while still doing a big push in the fall with Jocelyn and I streaming. As an update to our 2022 campaign since we last spoke, we had some really awesome donations come in. Jocelyn hit her goal to watch Sonic 2 and provide an audio commentary. I will likely be providing support on that one. And also, I had LC from the Discord donate to my campaign and put me towards my goal for doing an Elden Ring stream. So that'll be happening very soon. I'm working on those details now, and we'll be pulling in LC and Travis to help me out with guiding me through the world of Elden Ring. We'll likely do one stream, a big chunk of content, and we'll see where we go from there. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it as much as people say, oh, Ryan's going to be suffering. It's like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to have fun with that one. I have a feeling. Moving over to Summoner's Call, we've got some fun stuff planned for January as we celebrate the launch of Fire Emblem Engage, which launches on January 20th. We'll have our next normally scheduled episode next week covering the next batch of special heroes. Still don't know who those heroes will be, but usually the early January heroes right after New Year's is a sort of random theme. I think each year it's been random. Now, if Eddie were here, he'd correct me. But you may remember such years as the, I think there was a hot springs year, there was a picnic year. So I'm not recalling last year. Maybe they did settle on a theme. Either way, new special heroes arriving. We are going to be doing a Summoner's Call mini to give first impressions for Fire Emblem Engage of the week just after launch on January 23rd. That is technically scheduled in between our normal episodes, but we wanted to basically have a mini solely devoted to our first impressions. It'll be very spoiler-free, very early impressions of the game. I'll have had it for, both Eddie and I will have had it for 4 days. So however much time we can get through it in that chunk of time, we'll be talking about our impressions. And speaking of upcoming video games, as I mentioned, Fire Emblem Engage is coming out on January 20th. Monster Hunter Rise is arriving on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on January 20th as well. SpongeBob SquarePants The Cosmic Shake is coming out on the 23rd. Forspoken is coming to PlayStation and PC on the 24th. The Dead Space remake is coming on the 27th. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition is coming to Xbox on the 31st. And Season A Letter to the Future is coming to PlayStation and PC on the 31st as well. Now, before we go, quick update on TGI Game Club. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we kind of had to push some stuff, and that included Game Club. So our first milestone discussion for Portal 1, which will be the entirety of Portal 1. It's a short game, so we kind of just bundled it up into one discussion. That'll be happening on Sunday, January 15th, to give us all a bit more time after the holidays to play the game, wherever we decide to play it. I've done a bit of work to kind of figure out the Portal RTX version of the game, which is fairly new. There are some guides and tips to set it up in the Discord. They're in pinned messages. You know, that might sound weird. It's an older game. You can run Portal, the original version, on your PC, Steam Deck, all that. I actually played through it on Steam Deck in the fall, and I'm planning to replay it again as the RTX version. But the way they implemented the upgrades to Portal is kind of like a... feels like a mod. It's not like a full remake. It's like something running on top of the original Portal. Like all of the settings are still there from the original Portal, to the point where they say not to touch those original settings because it could screw up the work they've done for the RTX upgrade. So it's really finicky, mainly for me in trying to get the controller support activated. And there's some weird stuff that you have to like disable. So just keep that in mind. There's some notes in the Discord if you want to go check that out, if you're running into issues there. But as I said, it runs fine on the Portal Collection on Nintendo Switch. The original Portal runs fine on Steam Deck or on PC, wherever you have it. The Portal RTX version is free if you own Portal in Steam. So there you go. That is going to do it for the first mini of 2023. We'll be back in a couple weeks to look at more Gamers Inn content as we move further into the year. Lots of fun stuff coming this year. I can feel it. Big year for games. Looking forward to going over that list with Jocelyn this week. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.